everything that rocks.
Good morning. 709, Brock Hunter.
Hey!
Oh!
Dumb it, Brock.
That boy ain't right. I love King of the Hill. Unfortunately, Kiki Day is not a fan of King of the Hill.
I'm a hit or miss. I like it, and sometimes I'm like, eh, it's all right.
Yeah. It's a good show.
I think it's just a good safe show, if you know what I mean.
You can put it on in the background, and you won't be disappointed with what's going on, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I like that. Anyway, before we get too deep into King of the Hill and what a nice show it is, folks, it's time to keep removing. It's your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Don't wait till you hear the squishy noise in your backyard, okay? Ooh, that's not good. Ooh. That's not good. If it sounds like this morning show, you're in trouble, okay?
A little squishy.
Oh,
huh?
I stepped in a pile of Plan B morning show. No. Well, hey, if you've gotten cozy working from home, you're not alone. A new study says nearly a third of remote workers would quit if they had to return to the office. About 42% of Americans have been forced to work from home during the pandemic. And a study by an online job search site finds 29% of them say there's no way they're going back even after the pandemic is over. That's big numbers, bro.
That's huge numbers. One third?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So,
dude,
Hunter.
You know what's how does this situation work? So, hey, I'm not coming back. So if you want an employee, just let me work from home, or you got to find somebody new. That's a tough spot for the employer, especially if it is working from home.
Yeah. I don't know, because here's the thing, Hunter, is that we've made this work. We've had our little ups and downs with this, but for the most part, there hasn't been any major show-stopping issues. So are you fine with coming back to the office?
I've thought about this, man. You know what? I don't think I would. I'm 50-50 on it.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd bother me either way, honestly. You know, because there are pros and cons to both.
Yeah.
And I think they basically cancel each other out. What's nice about being at house is, like, when I get off here, the radio right now, I can go upstairs and make a pot of coffee or a Pop-Tart or something.
Yep.
That's kind of neat. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Another kind of a nice thing is you're just in your house. It's like, yeah, this is my spot.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not antsy to go do anything. I'm not trying to get away from the building, go home and make a sandwich or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's more of a relaxed environment, but I enjoy being there with you. I enjoy being live in the studio and having our guests come in and our clients come in and talking to people face to face. And
hey, back off there. I'm a married man. All right. Good God.
I mean, not you. I don't enjoy being there with you. I miss you so damn much. Damn much, man. Don't you get it?
I miss your scent. I miss your musk.
I mean, what would you do if you were me in my shoes? What would you do?
I would stay home. Honestly, if it was. When I was working from home, the only reason it was a real bugaboo is because things weren't as fast. It was hard. I honestly loved working from home, though. If I could make it where I had my own home studio that was similar to this and I had the same setup. But you have to understand, though, too, I've had everything set up here for 4 years, basically.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So,
every nook and cranny of this studio is set up a certain way to make things go flawlessly. And when I say that, obviously, it's still a train wreck of a morning show. Things go wrong constantly, but it's easier to come back from that. Working from home, it was so haphazardly done so quickly that I really didn't find a routine with it. So I don't know.
Your job description is a little different, too. You're pushing more buttons than I would if I were at the studio. You know what I'm saying?
So
you're kind of more in control. You're more the pilot. I'm the co-pilot. So I can pull this off what I'm doing here more so than I think you could in your job position. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. I don't know. But there's a lot of people, and I don't see a lot of companies cracking the whip on it. Because if it works, it works. And if people are happy, they're more productive at home.
Here's the thing. You got to, and the company should have done this right off the bat. Work progress. Are they doing the work? Are they getting it done? Are they being more progressive?
And see, we won't know that until.
Or are they being less?
Yeah. I don't think we'll know that until the end of this year when some final numbers are coming through and we see everything like that. But.
Because I really think you can work almost better from home because you can almost focus more in certain jobs. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I think the company's got to kind of size it up. You're like, all right, hey, how much, you know, how much are we losing and how much are we gaining by this?
Yeah.
Basically, you know. Well, it's a good question.
Think about it. Let's say you're renting an office building for all your people to go to. Well, now you don't have to rent an office building because everyone's working from home. Bing, bang, boom.
Here's another thing, too. I know we've been talking about this for a second, but I'm fortunate enough that my wife works from home, too. She's been working from home. So I have somebody else in the house.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about this until somebody brought it up the other day. My wife was like, yeah, one of my friends hates it, hates working from home. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, but she's single. She sits in her house by herself all day long.
Yeah.
She's like, she just wants to see another person. Like, I didn't even think about that. Like, if you're working from home by yourself as a single,
That might be tough. Yeah, if you're used to going in and seeing your coworkers and having that rapport, I don't know. Though I will say, I'll wrap it up with this. The one thing I'm really jealous of is that I can't just sit around in my robe here at the studio. That is the one thing I wish I could do. I wish I could stroll in here in my robe. I am wearing slippers, but I have to have pants and a shirt on, which is BS, man.
Hey, and if our boss, Paul, is listening, why I never turn the video on in Zoom is because I'm always wearing a robe.
Always wearing a robe.
I'll call myself out now.
Dude, you think Hugh Hefner wore a robe a lot? Hunter is always in a robe. That's it.
If my neighbors see me outside, they're probably like, what is this guy? His car has been in the driveway for like 2 years.
I had to drop something off at your place the other day, and you came out in a robe. I don't think you've worn pants since March of last year.
It's fantastic. I feel like a ninja almost, or like a monk.
Yeah.
You know?
A monk.
You've been free balling for a year.
You are neither a ninja nor a monk. You're just a piece of trash. You're just a piece of trash is what you are.
I just need a corn pipe now, dude.
So what are you wearing these days? Just a robe. Oh, okay.
Just a robe.
Piece of trash. Anyway, so who knows? We'll see what happens with it. Let's wrap up with this. While most people decorate their homes with art and keepsakes, Miley Cyrus has her own style. She said, quote, I like sex toys. The 28-year-old said during a recent interview on SiriusXM's Barstool Radio, which Barstool Sports and Radio is garbage, by the way. Miley explains, I buy them for myself, but I end up using them for interior design. Sex and interior design go actually hand in hand. Okay. You know what? Look. I'm all for people being open sexually. That's great. Like, do your thing. But when you're just throwing it out there constantly, like, all right, we get it. You have sex. Good for you. You like sex toys.
I don't even want to give this story radio time. I don't even want to give any time, any light of any more. I know what you're doing.
You go to someone's house, okay? You go to someone's house, and they got a banister full of dildos. I'm leaving that place.
Yeah.
She's doing it to be cute.
She's doing
edgy.
It because
I'm edgy. Look at me. I'm so.
Look at me.
I have vibrators and dildos all over my house. Oh, look at this.
Oh, you're edgy.
Wow. Good for you. All right.
We liked you a lot better when you're hot Hannah Montana. You know, just an innocent person.
When you weren't trying so damn hard to make daddy mad. All right. For God's sakes.
Swinging on cannonballs.
Seriously, like, think about that. Think about if your wife was like, hey, Hunter, I'm going to put my dildo up here on the banister. You'd be like, no, what are you doing? My grandmother's coming over for dinner.
Yeah, we'll find another house.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah. Is this my collection up here for everyone to see? Ooh, I got this one when I was on vacation. It's like, okay, that's great. Has that been used recently?
You can impress people in other ways. All right, figure it out.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing. I don't like it.
I mean, would it be, think about this in a double standard, too. Let's say you go to some guy's house and he's got penis pumps and his fleshlights up on the banister. You'd be like,
edgy.
You're a creep, dude. You should not be allowed anywhere near anybody. Yeah.
You're going to end up on a list.
Yeah.
But no, because she's Miley Cyrus and was Hannah Montana, it's okay.
Yeah. Put them in your drawer or in your purse where they belong, you weirdo. Yeah. All right, that's
she's going to end up just like the rest. She already is like the rest of them.
Pretty much. All right, that's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.